Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm Maurice Wright over this way, the Million Dollar Mindset, Mind Hack Coach Consultant, here to give y'all the most gracious advice so that you can live the most successful life that you could possibly dream of. And so today's topic is going to be about gratitude. Why is it important? And well, why should you really express gratitude? Understand, our world for some reason goes off of how generous you are and how much gratitude you have towards any sort of situation that you're placed in. I mean, your outlook on a situation needs to be that of gratitude, because think about it, the situation can always be worse. I'm pretty sure there's someone out there right now going through a struggle that they absolutely think is the worst thing that they have ever faced. And right now, their life is in turmoil because they're having to face it. But let me let you know that once you start to express gratitude for the situation that you currently are in, for the most minorest of things that you currently have to make your situation a little bit more comfortable than what originally it could be, or what it really should be or could be, you'll notice a drastic change on how your life can look and how the situation can look. It can easily go from, oh wow, this is the worst thing to ever happen to me, I lost my job, I lost my house, I lost my kids, I lost my money, to, oh well, it could be worse, I could be dead, I'm at least happy that I'm alive. I express the most gratitude because I am alive. And I express the most gratitude because I get the privilege of going through this obstacle and or struggle, because no one else is more equipped to handle this obstacle or struggle more than me. See, expressing gratitude can really heighten your sense of achievability in the most darkest of times. I will never forget the time when I first went homeless and I thought everything in my life was so closed off and nobody was there for me. When I tell you that I took that particular situation, and by knowing to express gratitude and conduct myself throughout my daily activities, no different than if I was already successful, the situation of the being homeless somehow switched and turned itself around in the most quickest manner, that really I can only think of gratitude and having gratitude as the cause for the quick turnaround. Nothing is easy by nature, but I'm telling you, by expressing gratitude in the most minorest of its form, you'll notice and experience a life that is truly abundant. I mean, you want to express gratitude everywhere you go. You want to express gratitude to the cashier lady that's, you know, putting your groceries in the bag. You want to express gratitude to the barista that's giving you your Starbucks coffee, or even gratitude to your most hated enemy, because they are your most hated enemy. And you know that by expressing gratitude, it will always heighten and make your life a little bit better. Some ways that you can express gratitude is really just waking up and being thankful for everything you have in your life. You can easily be thankful for all the people that you have in your life, because we all know that someday we are all going to pass away and those people will not ever be there anymore. Gratitude is the factor in which drives all the success that you experience for yourself on an individual level. Never be jealous of the fact of what another individual has, your friends has, or your family's has, because you know that you can attain and you will attain everything that they have and that much more, only by you expressing gratitude for the things that they have and the things that you have, so that you can achieve and be that much more grateful for the things that is still yet to come. You know, a nice house, nice car, nice family, new job, promotion, a new trip, some whatever is honestly driving you and making you more happy. Gratitude is your key, and it is the must factor to accelerate anything that you want in your life, because as you guys will find out as we dive more into this podcast, that yo, a lot of stuff does happen from the mind. And once you figure out what it is that is hindering your mind and simply getting rid of that hindrance to the mind, you'll be amazed as much freedom that you will start to have and acquire because of this newfound mindset. But it all starts from gratitude. Understand, there is only two types of people in this world, positive people and negative people. And depending on where you fall on that spectrum will be the exact equivalent of what you face in your life and how you approach the current obstacles that you may face in your life, whether that's in your life, in your business, in anything that you aspire to endeavor to be. You want a better business, you want to make yourself better, you start off by becoming more positive so that you can give that much more better, so you can connect that much more better, and so that you have a better outlook on whoever it is and however it is you are trying to come across to the next and help the next so that they can achieve more. You come from a more gracious and more gratitude type of mentality for all of what you do, you will see a huge jump in the rewards that you receive for what it is that you're doing. Because let's face it, we live in a world that doesn't express that much gratitude. We all know that this world is evil at parts. We all know that this world is hard at its juncture, at its parts, at its people. Not everyone is blessed, and not too many people are gracious enough to even want to dive and express and even tell you about gratitude as one of the key driving factors in what it is to make you successful. But I'm the one to tell you, because I am the Million Dollar Mindset Coach and Hacker, that hey, gratitude is your first stepping stone. You master gratitude, you master your life. So based on this newfound knowledge, what is it that you will do in your life to express gratitude? Will you thank that next person? Or if someone is mad at you and giving you a piece of their mind, will you at least express enough gratitude to hold your tongue and express enough gratitude to tell them, I'm sorry? Do you at least have enough will and power and all that good jazz that we'll be talking about in future podcasts to come to that realization for the next person? Because I tell you, the sooner that you're able to do that, the sooner that you can knock out all obstacles in your way, and the sooner that you can get in the realm of graciousness and gratitude, you'll experience a nomadic and most blissful feeling in life that says that, hey, heaven is here on earth. And it's time for you to realize that. So again, y'all, this is Maurice Wright. I am the Million Dollar Mindset Coach, Consultant, Hacker, and I'm here to tell you that I need you to stay gratitude in all that you do and show graciousness everywhere you go. Stay vibing, stay achieving, and to them high-flying entrepreneurs, stay motivated and stay striving, because you're doing gracious out there. Have a good day, y'all.